Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My name is Esmir Halilovic. I'm coming from Bosnia, and I'm the professor of the Islamic studies there. I'm also writing some books of the Islamic topics to young people, and to Islamic problems. What I think about that is urgent, what is social. My aspect of the view, academical view, is the Islamic thinking about social. Answer me must be more complex, and I see that next topic of the Islamic thinkers. I think that everyone who has the conscience, who has the Islamic conscience, who has Islamic identity, has to think about that, and is Quranic imperative. قال الله تبارك وتعالى واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. Be together, don't be separate. This is not only in small social views, but is in large social spectra. You know, Islamic not only individualistic religion. Islamic is first of all social religions, and Islam is come to civilization, and civilization has to have one institutions, and Muslims now don't have any togethering institution of that, and that is lead us to important of that what you mentioned, that we have to realize that. First of all, I think that we have to bring our conscience on the next level, because maybe before 30 years or 40 years didn't be exactly that idea, or because the whole thing was be speech about nationalism, speaking about something else, what is separating Muslims. Now we are have to think about togethering next time, or reunity. But I think that is we have learned from Europe, for example, from European Union. I make joke when I enter today Turkey, we enter from Bulgaria, and that Bulgaria is membership of European Union, and I take joke with them. Now my people, look, this is European Union, now we are entering Islamic Union, now we are entering Islamic Union or Turkish Union, because, and we have cleanest, we have everything, cult of the watcher, of the Nizam, it's Turkish speech, Nizam, it's everywhere. Alhamdulillah, that's great. We feel now, before I was at Istanbul, was in another cities of the Turkey, now I can see progress. Alhamdulillah, progress it's seen at Istanbul. Istanbul become nicer before he was, become Islamic more, and that's we can and even we know now that in this economical crisis, the Turkey has great position. I think that every you people of the Turkey has the power of that, and I think that the Turkish people has historical place in Islamic hearts, in Islamic minds, and that part is now reconnected with the past, and that's I think will be our future, inshallah, and we have to think about that, and we have to discuss about that. I think that is very important to Muslims now to speak about these topics, Islamic topics. Even we don't agree 100% on it, we have to discuss it, because that is the way we want to go. Yeah, I agree with that. Islam is the peace. First of all, peace. Islam, Allah says about himself that his name is peace. Allah Salam. Salam means peace. And Islam derives its name from this. Salama. Salama, its meaning peace. And the ordinary, the natural state of the Islam is the peace. That's the truth. That's the our beginning step to the next. And that next is progressing peace. Or peacing the world, or the living with peace with everyone, even our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us or teach us that we have to live in peace with the animal beings, with the botanic, and that's very interesting. Not only with the peace between people. It's very, very interesting. Allah command us to be in peace with animals, and we recognize them like the umam amthalukum. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that the for example some animals or every single animals is umamun amthalukum. It means by English, I think so, the nation like you. They have their speech, they have rights, they have these, they have rights. And in another verses and another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us what is the sin of the killing, for example, innocent animal. That's the sin. If we told that is sin, killing the cat, and that's the entering the fire, and what then is the killing of the innocent people? Because that's very interesting, and I think that we have to told every single man at the world now that first of all Islam is the peace religion, and I'm very happy that here about Mr. Harun Yahya and your organization that propagate these peaceful ideas, like as you know, there are another thinkers of the Islam, like Mr. Zakir Naik, who also propagate this peaceful Islam, peace of Islam. That's very nice, and we have to connect each to other and to progress, inshallah, in whenever we want, whenever we go about this view of the Islam. Because one of my ideas that is, we have now the problem of the representation of Islam. Who now the representatives of Islam? That's the problem, because we have ordinary that stupid people represented at Islam, or the people don't know exactly what Islam is and represented that's the problem. Why? Because why don't intellectual represent true Islam? For example, when Bin Laden believed, he was the representation of Islam. That's the foolish idea, and no one stopped that. No one from academic circles of the Islam don't stop that and told no, that's not true. That's not true. He don't have any legitimacy to speak in the name of Islam. This is very good and great idea. I think so that that will be in the future, and that we will have progress in every aspect of the world. If we save one life, that will be very nice, inshallah.
Inshallah.
And especially if we progress, for example, to our brothers in Syria, in Palestine, or another countries, to stop killing, to stop
it's
suffering. To yeah, that's our responsibility. That's our together responsibility.
Inshallah.
That's the what I called social responsibility of the Muslims now.
Inshallah.
I think that time is coming, because Islamic conscience, Islamic identity about themselves, about ourselves, is grown up. And that's the fact no one denied.
Okay.
You mentioned Arabic Spring and another things. That's the no one before know about that. But Allah opens that door. Alhamdulillah, everything changed. And I think that this change will go to better, not to worse. You are brothers now in our hearts, in our minds. And these legislative problems about visas, about passports, about this, I mentioned before, we have to learn from Christians. For example, Christians was in war 100 year in Europe, and that war was totally, you know, killing everyone, killing whole people from the whole people, another one nations. Now they live with our borders, we live with our you know, everything without visas, without. And European Union maybe is good one example how we can try or something better, something better. I think that we have historically predisposition about that. I think that we have theologically predisposition or Islamic imperatives about that. I think that we have now capacity for that in the Islamic thinkers like Mr. Harun Yahya, like other Islamic thinkers now thinking about that. Maybe we are not too much in progress in that social or practical solutions, for example, like political parties, for example, social works at the poorest, at the homeless, at another, but inshallah that will be in progress, inshallah. I hope so. I'm greeting to my brothers, to my sisters, to everyone who see this program, this nice, very program. I'm glad and I'm very happy to meet you, to meet this TV station, and inshallah I hope that we'll be in touch, inshallah.